This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you make of the Seattle defense? Kind of what they've been able to do so far this season. Where you guys have, did you find some opportunities?
Yeah, a couple really good corners. Obviously, familiar face in T-Dot. He's playing really good football. I think their D-line is playing very, very solid defense as well. Tough team to run against. You know, they've been a high-effort group. They've been making some plays, so we're going to have our hands full.
Do you see any similarities with their coach being from Baltimore? You know, maybe on third downs.
The last couple teams we've played run very similar systems, kind of from the same tree. Obviously, they've got their own nuances and different, game plans. Obviously, throughout the weeks, but in terms of like a base game plan, it's very similar. So, again, no easy task. It's a tough defense, and that's. That's why you see a lot of them out there, this type of defense that we're playing. So, again, we got to have a good week of practice and got to go out there and execute on Sunday. Yeah, again, just trying to get as much time as possible with him, talking about little nuances in our game plan, things that I like to see and vice versa. So trying to get on the same page. But again, his professionalism is through the roof. He's always working on his craft. He's easy to talk to about what he likes. And, I'm excited to see what we can do.
Not the offenses that keep running the ball this year. You guys have been efficient. How important has that been, the success of the offense? And how important is that going on the road?
It's very important. Getting James going, getting Ray going. Obviously, Ty's been able to step in on third down and first and second down every once in a while, but I think our guys are running it well. Our lines open up the holes well for them as well, and you know it's vital for our offense. You know, in terms of being able to move guys, create running lanes, our play action game. It's very, very much predicated on how well we can run the ball. And again, I think you said that we've been efficient in it, and we got to keep doing it. It's awesome. He's an old soul, I'll tell you that. He knows his football. He's been around a lot. Obviously, in college, went to three different schools, which is kind of the norm now. But, you know, he's a team-first guy that just wants to do whatever's asked of him, and he runs the ball extremely hard. He's very good in a duo and a inside zone scheme. He's a one-cut guy, kind of lower to the ground. He packs a punch. But he's very decisive in his running, and that's what I think makes him really good for this team.
Josh, go ahead and knock on wood. 7 games, no picks, which is quite a thing. Why do you think they're so much more efficient that way?
Well, I think the defenses, like I said, whether it was last week or 2 weeks ago, they've dropped a couple, which helps. But just making better decisions, understanding the game plan, knowing where my answers are and utilizing my legs when I need to. But again, just better decision making. And I think that comes with the coaching and Joe and RC and the quarterback room that we have. Just talking to those guys, relying on the information that they're giving me, and just going out there and the mindset of just trying to play smart and sound football and taking opportunities and shots when they're there.
linebackers and fight for that, to follow up on Sal's question. But how much pride do you take in cutting it back when that's historically been, you know, we got to the bottom in the past, like always put something on your mind. So how much pride are you able to take in? How has it been going so far?
A lot of pride. I think that's one of the things I wanted to clean up. Really, last couple years, and to now go out there and do it, it's easier said than done. And again, it takes some luck to get there. You're gonna have balls that shouldn't be intercepted that intercepted, and you're gonna have balls that probably should be intercepted that aren't. So again, I'm just trying to take it one play at a time, make the right decision, and get it to our guys.
Kind of self-deprecating there a little bit when you say that the defense has dropped some, but it really hasn't been that many. When you review film, do you grade yourself on a throw that, you know, maybe it was dropped? Like, to your point there about the defense should have intercepted it. How do you view those types of plays?
Yeah, I mean, bad decisions. A couple of them. A couple of them were late in game desperation plays. But you know, there's certain times where that's going to be necessary. You're going to have to take some risks. You're going to have to try to push the ball downfield and do whatever you can to help your team. So again, I'm not sitting back there not trying to throw interceptions. And I think that's, again, when you try not to, that's when they typically happen. You just got to go out there and play football, trust your eyes, trust your feet, trust your arm, and that's what we're doing right now.
Josh, for Seattle, I mean, how much of a point of emphasis this week is getting off to a fast start and taking the past couple games where the offense hasn't gotten off to that fast start?
Yeah, I mean, I think really in all but maybe one or two games, we really haven't clicked early on, and it's taken us a couple drives to fill out what the defense is doing and getting into a rhythm. So getting off to a fast start is our utmost important thing going forward, and starts with a good practice, good week of practice, and then going out there next year to game plan. But, you know, it feels like when we go back and watch the film, it's a lot of what we're doing. It's a lot of self-inflicted stuff. It's misreads, it's pre-snap penalties, it's whatever the case may be. But, you know, we really feel like we're hurting ourselves, not so much what the teams that we're playing against are doing. So that's something we're looking to clean up, and you know, we got more opportunities for that, and Sunday's the first one.
How does the Seattle defense create so much pressure?
Yeah, I think they bring it from different areas. They give you different looks. I think they've got really good checks in there, especially in their empty calls, where you know, it's kind of simulated pressures where you're not really hot. You've got enough guys to block, but they're bringing them from the other side that you're going to. So again, just making sure that we're keen on talking and communication and making sure we're protecting ourselves, and then just again trying to throw it to our guys and get the ball in their hands moving and let them go get some rack.
Go back to
Yeah, I think it's offensive scheme, getting them in positions where they can catch and run. Part of it's, again, ball placement, making sure that they can catch the ball in front of them while they're moving, not slowing down. And then part of it is, you know, that being who they are, being able to make guys miss, being able to stay on their feet. You talk about, you know, Khalil, some of the stuff that we've been able to do with him, again, is just kind of what he does. He's so his ability to bounce off tacklers and stay low to the ground, and obviously Keon's a bigger body, but he can still move and yeah, create some racks. So that's very, very promising to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.